It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. Shady Rays and Father's Day style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this, but don't answer
it. Okay.
With it being harder, a lot of guys sort of losing their head, it sort of brings them to my level because I just lose my head every week. They can experience what it's like in my head for a week. You know who that is?
Yes, I do. Right. It was all over the place this week.
Alright. Well, this week's tip of the week is game plan.
Game plan.
My agent says if I do a slower rip, I get more airtime.
There you go.
All right, good job. All right, this week's Tip of the Week is game plan, and it's only fitting, or apropos, since you went French on me earlier.
Yes, apropos.
It is apropos that we talk about game plan and setting yourself up a game plan when you go and play a golf course. And the Pinehurst number 2 is a prime example of it. There are holes out there where you can go ahead and challenge the hole, and there's holes out there where you need to play very conservative. You need to have an 18-hole game plan for the way that you want to play your round of golf that day. It's just like life itself. You have goals. You set goals to attain goals so that you have a plan. You have a direction to go in. Well, the same thing goes when you're on the golf course. You're seeing a lot of these guys hitting irons off the first tee because it's only a 391-yard hole, and you don't want to run it through the fairway, and you don't want to get into the love grass. We're going to talk about that one.
77 versions of grass.
Yes, we're going to get into that as well. And so basically you want to be able to, like on the third hole, which is actually a drivable par 4, but it's not drivable in the U.S. Open because there's a lot of risk and not enough reward to try and drive that green. So when you're out there, plan for where you want to hit your tee shot. Plan for where you want to hit your second shot into the greens. And if you miss the green, plan for the way you want to be able to hit chip shots from which side of the green, which side of the hole you want to do. It's all about making a game plan when you're out there. There isn't anything in life that you don't make a plan for, whether it be vacation, a sport event that you play in, or even in your daily work life. You always have a plan. You should have a plan when you play golf. Jim?
Yes, sir.
That is your golf tip of the week.